Through the intercession of consciousness, through persons who are hostile, without becoming angry at them.
One must through the intercession of consciousness, the persons who are hostile, without becoming angry at them. Well wishes of everyone. Qualified to voting.
Without
abominable behavior.
Translation. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonal and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatma. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equally close. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger, and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas.
It was recommended, suppose, don't lead the life of rest and loss. This is your life. But be tapasya. Human life is meant for tapasya. And tapasya means feeling. Tapasya, Brahma Dharji. This is Tapasya. Tapasya begins with Brahma Dharji celibacy. Lord is right. That is Tapasya. Tapasya Brahma Dharji na samena 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 purushottam samena samena va. The whole yogic process means how to become free from sexual desire. Indriya sanjana. Yoga, indriya sanjana. Yoga practice. Fernandez, everyone was practicing this yoga asana. Ashtanga yoga. And this to become free. Sound and strong in the matter of is not at all good without any restriction. That is samosa. Samosa, Brahmacharya. The first class samosa is to cease from sexual life, either man or woman. That samosa is. So, the real purpose is. Suppose it comes, then on Sudev Sattva to purify our existence. Therefore, Tapasya we have expressed as we think. Now, how this Tapasya can be practiced? Tapasya can be practiced in the association of Mahatma, Mahasreva. Mahasreva, prarama, ahul, vimukti. People do not know what is vimukti. They do not know it. The Master Instructor of Bhagavad Gita is suggesting that you are not this body. You are within this body. And vimukti means not to accept anymore this material material. And Bhagavad says, Mukti definition. Mukti विद्या अनुधारोप स्वरूपेण अवस्थिति करें। मुक्ति में फाइंड योर सीक्रेट इन योर ओरिजिनल पोजिशन। दैट इज माय ओरिजिनल पोजिशन इज दैट आई एम ब्रह्मा आई एम स्पिरिट सोल आई एम नॉट परम ब्रह्म दैट इज अनदर माया आई एम ब्रह्म एवरी वन ऑफ अस बट आई एम वर्किंग नॉट एज ब्रह्म बट आई एम वर्किंग एज दिस बॉडी my responsibility and thinking and India. So I am working for nationalism, for Indian welfare and welfare. You are working for America or another is working for England. So this is all body. The body is not body. Therefore Mukti means when I shall give up this bodily conception of life, and so long I shall be absorbed or captivated or conditioned by the bodily concept of life, there is no question of mukti. Mukti is anadharu acting as a present power of the bodily concept of life. So Krishna, in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, suggested mukti. So Arjuna, you are lamenting for things which no for takes no lamentment laments. So Rasul, Abhadasul, Sadhana, Sosati, Pandita, you are talking very high words. Ideas, that is, my brothers are killed, my sister-in-laws will be widows, and their pets are polluted, the condition of everything. These are all bodily concepts. To come to the spiritual platform. And what is that spirit? That is, being. Being means one who has God. Not this body.
Village life or anywhere, we make some fancy, some fancy.
one is my daughter, another is brother, but we are wrestling. So that was the Prabhupada Goswami said, Gamma Bhavare Bhavare Bhavare. So they say that I am Pandit, I am not, and because we are Brahmin, so Brahmins are addressed in India as Pandit. So Brahma Bhavare Bhavare Bhavare. But I am so foolish that I also accept that I am Pandit. Why not you are Pandit, God is created? No, because Akonar Hidai Vishunaita. I do not know what is my actual position, what is the goal of my life. So I am not a Pandit. I am Murkha, a Buddha. That is the presentation of Sanatana Goswami. So one should approach the spiritual master, understanding that he is a guru. Not that I know better than my spiritual master, I can tell. But the real Manipati. So, if we want to know ourselves and Krishna everywhere, this is the whole idea of meditation, spiritual practice. First of all, I must know what I am. Then I am this body. And Krishna says, no, you are not one. You are within this one. You are enwrapped in this one. You are packed up within this one. First of all, knows. That is Krishna's first in his class. These are Satan Hadi, O Maharaj Guru Varamsala. Pramadi Antara Prabhi, very simple thing that we are changing body. This is first. So, as with the association of Krishna, by the instruction of Krishna, I can understand my position. As Sanatana Goswami, by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand his position. Similarly, we should approach such person. That's how we can understand our position. Therefore, it is recommended, Vasudeva. You do not approach Krishna or his representative to honor him, but to make him your servant. Give me this, give me that, and yes, you can take him to better. So, that is our position. Mahasreva, Dharma, if you want to know, first of all, you know what you are, then the question is Vimukti, the same thing, the proposal. The basic instruction, there is no difference. Everywhere we find the same thing. That is standard knowledge. Not that I am saying something, you are saying something. That is not real. That is speculation. Basic knowledge means wherever you say, it is the same thing. There is no difference. Either you say Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavatam, or this Gautam Ved or Upanishad or Vedanta, you find the same person. That is it. They are instructed, they are arranged in such a way that according to the positions of the person, one can understand. This is the basic scheme. The Puranas and the Mahabharata, they are meant for the less intelligent class. Who cannot understand directly the basic instruction. But gradually, by giving historical facts and instances, they can understand. Dvaira Suti Gosara. Sri Sutta Trijabandhura, Dvaira Suti Gosara. But they work very hard to have it in the human society. To the basic knowledge. And what is that basic knowledge? To understand Krishna, realize the Sarvabhaumayoga. That is basic knowledge. Otherwise, you are being Vedanti, being a student of Upanishad and so on, but you do not know Krishna, what he is giving you this. So, he was incapable of it. That is simply a wasting time. So, we have to approach. So, This is seva. Do not approach the for carriage. That is if you want to get back one great learned scholar, so-called scholar, he came to Vrindavan and he saw Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he said, sir, I come to you. Now what is the purpose? Now I have traveled all over India and I have crossed the path and I have become victorious. He has accepted me. So I come to you to discuss basic knowledge. So then Rupa Goswami inquired from me, actually what do you want? Now I want also that you acknowledge me, you acknowledge me that I am a great scholar, that I want. All right. Yeah, I acknowledge. You are a great scholar. No, that is him in writing. Superbowl Science gave him writing. I met this man, he is a great scholar, and I am the king. He time. Of course, Superbowl Science took that paper very thankfully and defeated me. So, this is not the method of meeting Rupa Goswami. One should go very humbly, mostly. Rupa Goswami is Maha. You should not go there to challenge. That is the issue. You must go to Rupa Goswami and his representative with a humble. We see Pranipate, where you want to learn, you must approach that person, Pranipate, Pratishtu, Seva. We see Pranipate, Pratishtu, Seva, Seva. That is also stated in the text in the text. Yeah, the Mahasaya. If you want the purpose of life, and if you want to execute tapasya, if you want all these things, then you should approach the Mahatma. Mahatma is the Mahatma, the university Mahatma. That is Mahatma. Mahatma is not made by stamp. That you are a Mahatma, you are a religious Lord. Mahatma is different person. Mahatma means whose Atma is very broader. Not people. All are dual. Everyone is thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. And everyone, Mahatma thinking, he is thinking, I am a servant of Krishna. I am not a servant of meeting. I am a servant of Param Brahma. Gopi Vatsu Padapamalego, Rasada, Anuda. That is Mahatma. I am the servant of Krishna, servant, servant, servant. Many times, people who lower my position is servant. Then I am great Mahatma. Ordinarily, they think Mahatma is on the top. On the topmost platform. That is not Mahatma. You see, Mahatma is he. Dinadabhishuni chena karo rapi sahishnana amadina marnena kitaniya sada hilva. This is Mahatma. So, you have to approach that Mahatma. That is elevation in the Bhakti Rasam with the Sri Guru. Adho Gurbhasram Sadhu Marga Mardana Gavaram Kadhanta Pujya. These are things one can do. If you actually want to execute tapasya, then you must approach a person who has already executed tapasya. Suppose it's Baba. Then you get the peace. Bhakti-Baba. And there, you have to render your studies. Humbleness. Study. Sivaya. Even Muslim Mahatma, not not by challenging, but surrounded by Pratibha and Shiva. Otherwise, you have no right to question. That's like this man, right to repose. He has no right to waste time. Actually, this discussion is not hard to be executed amongst the guru and the desire when there is ambition. Otherwise, there is no need of. Nowadays, we hold some meeting, some ordinary people that come to hear, but that kind of discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never did. Never. Because these outsiders, they are not surfacing. They come to see the path. They do not come to learn something. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never made any big meeting. In big meetings, you are present, but ego, some people. You are meeting in big meetings. Daily, in the evening, but 4 hours in Jagannath temple, but the whole period of time was engaged in chanting Hare Krishna. But when there is a person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, or Prakashananda Saraswati, or Rama, Ramananda Raya, like such exalted person, ill to discuss. There is no need of discussion, because they do not approach with an humbleness. They think, just like Krishna and Arjuna, so long Arjuna was thinking that Krishna is my friend, I shall deprive him equally. That Krishna was very gravely speaking. But Arjuna understood that this kind of talk is there will be no benefit. Then he began his disciple, Krishna Priyam, Sadhima, Prabhupada. There's no discussion. Now I accept him as my guru. Guru means whatever instruction you give, we are granted. Without any argument. Basic knowledge is like that. You cannot interpret as it is, you are granted. Similarly, Guru's word also, you are granted. No argument. This example we have given many times. That time is powder. Powder is the stool of an animal. So the stool of an animal is most impure. As soon as you touch, even your own stool, you may be very learned scholar and devotee, but that does not mean you can touch your own stool and remain pure. No. Immediately you have to take bath. Even if you don't know what to think about that. But in the basic instruction you see that the powder, it is the tool of an animal also, lower animal than the bear, and it is pure. So you have to accept it. No argument that the tool is impure. Even my spiritual master tool is also impure. How is that? An animal powder is pure. But because it is in the Vedas, it is pure, you have to accept. Similarly, the concept, it is the bone of an animal. The bone, if you touch any dead body's bone, you have to take it immediately. But that this bone is placed in the deity room. They tell you like the concept. Because the baby can discuss. So there is no argument. If you accept reading in instruction, you have to accept it as it is. Therefore, you are protesting to all these rascals who are making interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. You rascals, you cannot do anything. You have to accept Krishna's law. That is Vedic. If you rascal, if you interpret it, you are lost and everything is lost. As as soon as you give up this parampara system, immediately the whole thing is lost. So otherwise, what was the use of Krishna's bringing again to a goal? Because Bhagavad Gita was there, correct? But Krishna says, because the parampara system is lost, every rascal is interpreting. This is the system always. That's why sometimes Bola, so many rascals come and they interpret Bhagavad Gita in their old rascal way. And that is law. Kapali is a plural. Therefore, I am advising you again. You get it. So if we did Bhagavad Gita that way, any shastra, through the parampara channel, then it is all different. This example. This is meaning instruction, meaning order. Yes, Gautam is pure. Perfect. This is for. Yes, Gautam is pure. Only it is born. Never mind. It is pure. The order, the spiritual master's order, because we do not know. Therefore, we have to approach Mahatma. Can give me the right instruction. The master. So if you go to spiritual master, Mahatma and Durama, two words that are opposites, Brahman and Kripon. Brahman means one who has understood the Lord, the Supreme Brahma, Krishna, or Brahma. He's Brahma. Means one who is Bhakta, he is Brahma. A Bhakta is Brahma. A Brahman is not a Bhakta, not necessary. Because if he does not know, a Brahman may know what is Brahma, but he may not know what is Vishnu. So, a Brahman has to become a Vishnu. Then he is perfect. Brahman Vishnu, Brahman only. Otherwise, if he remains simply a Brahman, then he cannot become Guru. That is in this time. Satkarma Nipuna Vipra. Vipra means Brahma. And he knows everything. Karma Kandya. Satkarma. Patal Pankhani Jajan Jajan. Jajan Pratikdha. Everything. Mantra Tantra Vishara. He is very expert in Karma Kandya activities. Satkarma Nipuna Vipra. And he knows how to chant very correctly the Vedic hymns, Mantra Tantra, and the Tantra Shastra. Everything complete. But if he is not a Vaishnava, Satpatma Nikula Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada, O Vaishnava, Guru Ratakya. If he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot take the position of spiritual master. No. One should not go there. He is not man. He is still Durama. Because he does not know. His knowledge is not complete. His knowledge is incomplete, as Krishna says. Bhavanam Dharmanam Asti. He continues to be very learned Brahmin for many, many months. Then he becomes to his senses. Bhavanam Dharmanam Asti. Then he becomes Krishna. When he celebrates Krishna. Because by his cultivation of knowledge, he can understand Vasudeva Sarvabhi. Then he is Krishna. So that's Mahabhagya 12. Then our life is successful. Thank you.